Good morning, Leah McCall.
Good morning, Catherine. And what I love about that song, I mean, obviously this biography is named after that song, Let's Do It, it's that it compresses her genius into 5 minutes. So what you're listening to is a 5.5 minute song with 14 verses that don't repeat themselves. And in every verse, there are like dozens of little rhyming couplets that she had to remember. And the song, as it goes, starts slow and then builds and gets faster and faster and faster and then reaches this sort of final flourish at the end. And while she's performing it, and I really encourage anyone to go and watch it or listen to it online, you realise that your heart is starting to beat faster, because if she fluffs a line or forgets a word, it's going to kill the song completely. And the whole thing just depends on her finishing, you know. And in that particular recording, I think it was before a live studio audience, and there were all the great and the good of British entertainment television sitting in the audience. And she's, you know, it's an original song that she wrote overnight. She woke her husband in the morning and said, I think I've written something that's too long, but I think it's good, which ultimately became her most famous and well-remembered and well-loved popular song. I've lost my train of thought. There's some really racy lyrics in there.
Yes.
And what I love, another aspect of the song that is so genius, is that she takes sort of a well-worn trope, which is a middle-aged couple. And usually, you know, it's usually the woman who doesn't want to give out.
Yeah.
But in this instance, it's Barry who's refusing sex to Frieda. So she's done this brilliant comic inversion. And she'll say things in the song and you forgive her. Bend me over backwards on my hostess trolley, you know, in front of Michael Parkinson. And she's just, I don't know, it was a moment of sort of virtuosity, really.
Yes.
And I think it was an entertainment, a television moment in history when that was broadcast.
But also it's the roundness of a comedian, because we often think of comedy as being stand-up or of being sitcom, but this was musical theatre in effect, wasn't it?
Yes, and she was multi-hyphenate. So she revolutionised, really, the one-woman stand-up performance. She was the first in British history to do it as herself. There had been comedy monologues from artists like Joyce Grenfell, but Victoria Wood came along and basically was the first. She wrote groundbreaking sketch comedy. She was a staple on British television all through the 80s and 90s. Then she moved into sitcoms. You know, Dinner Ladies was her big hit. And then towards her later life, she moved into serious acting and writing drama.
She did too. She had an amazing... I'm trying to think of one amazing role she had. If you can't think of it.
She played... Eric Wise's mum, I think, and Eric and Ernie.
Yeah.
But she won BAFTAs for Housewife 49. So she adapted the wartime diaries of a northern housewife, Nella Last, and played the lead role as well. And I think that's when the penny dropped and people realised you can't compare Victoria Wood to anybody. You know, earlier in her career, people were saying, oh, she's the new Alan Bennett, or, oh, she's got the lyrical ability of Noel Coward. But, you know, by her mid-40s, she was incomparable, really. And this book is an exhaustive account of her life. Fully authorised, Jasper Rees was approached by her estate because she died 5 years ago at 62 of throat cancer. And he got access to everything. So all her personal correspondence, all the interviews he did with her. He interviewed her sisters, all her colleagues, people like Julie Walters and Dawn French and Anne Reed. You know, they're all marquee names in British entertainment. They all talked to him. And he even had access to tape recordings she made herself, because she anticipated, I think, writing her own memoir one day. So it's absolutely definitive. It's 500 pages long. It's quite dense at times. I sort of felt like I was scaling this mountain of text. I mean, every single sketch, really, he treats it all with reverence. But there's some things I didn't know about her that it all makes sense now. The fact that a lot of her sketches were actually pretty melancholy and kind of poignant underneath, and you find out why. In this book, she had a very chilly childhood. Like, that's really carefully rendered. He doesn't excavate some things that would have been uncomfortable for her estate, but the story of her childhood is really significant, and it sort of does inform her comedy, really. Mm.
So this is interesting. If she'd written it in her own you know, hand, it would have been a very different book. But as it is written, as you say, it's quite scholarly, it's quite dense. So how are you left? Are you left knowing a lot more about?
Oh, you are. I mean, as as a sort of cultural reference point, you realise her significance. And you also, I found myself questioning, well, when someone gives you 40 years of entertainment in a variety of forms, and she's given you so much that nobody else could give you, really, is it fair to expect more? I mean, I was left wanting to know more about... Yes. I mean, she's essentially an unknowable person.
Right. Interesting stuff. Thank you. Let's do it. The Authorised Biography of Victoria Wood is by Jasper Reeves. I don't have a publisher, do you?
It's Hachette.
Okay, thank you. $38 the price. Thanks so much to Leah McFall.